Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, Dr. Cupertino again on the Hour for Power and the Hour with Power and the Hour from Power of God show. Yeah, I just added all that in because this is a new day, a day that you've never seen before and a day that you're never going to see again. Thank God, hallelujah, for a brand new day. Brand new day means a new start. What you didn't do yesterday, you can try to get right today. What you hope to have yesterday, you can hang on and just know that, hey, it's coming your way if it's also in the will of God. But we're going to pause right now for a word of prayer. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we come out of our hiding places. We come out of our places of misery. We come out of our places of just downheartedness to say, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you that the world was still standing when I woke up this morning. That everything looked sane from my vantage point when I got up this morning off of my sleeping bed. I heard an old lady say yesterday, you know, I just got off my sleeping bed and I feel just right. Thank you, God, for lifting us off of our sleeping bed to sing and to say praises to your holy name. We just thank you, God. You've given us another chance. Mama may not have given us another chance. Daddy may have thought we did not deserve another chance. But we know you did. And because of that, we live and we have our being. Thank you, God. Let something be said that's going to turn my life around, my mind around, my heart around, my soul untoward soul around, so that I can be better in this world that you've given us. A living example to your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you, Lord. Have mercy on us. In your son's name, Christ Jesus, amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're always happy when new guests say, hey, I'm going to be up, I'm going to get up, and I'm going to sit up in that chair real early so I can hear what Dr. Cupertino is going to be saying about God. Well, you know what? I'm going to talk about God. But I'm leaning on him for him to speak through me. So what you're really getting is words from him. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. You know, people are saying all across the land, forget God. I don't care anything about God. God has let me down. I don't know why. You know, I'm doing everything I can think of, and even what I can't think of when I'm reading, I'm doing that too, if it sounds right. But my goodness, I don't know what's going to happen to me next with all these problems. You know, I'm running in and out of the church. I'm paying my tithes. I'm putting offerings in that golden platter past each week. I don't hate my neighbor. And every child I see, I've been down to help. I smile in their face to try and make them feel better. But my goodness, it seems that my problems just tend to mount. And they're becoming multiplied. Well, you know, you're not alone. You're not by yourself. We know God's adversary, Satan, he's showing up and he's showing out in the lives of just about everybody he can touch through his wicked spirit. Yes, please believe me. He's offering new converts that are looking his way, crying out. He's offering them cash and big cars and fancy homes and all these wealthy friends who are shot callers here on earth. That is what's going on. We see that it appears to look like God is just allowing Satan to run amok, whereas we Christians 24/7 is being up under assault. But let me tell you something. Take heed, please remember that when it looks like Satan is gaining the mastery and you can't see no way out, still praying, ain't got nothing to eat, very little to eat. Still praying, holding holy hands up, ain't no gas in the car. Utilities threaten to be shut off. Somebody then came around talking about they're going to post an eviction notice. Well, let me tell you something. Stand, stand, stand. Get up and stand up. Get up and stand up. And if you can't do nothing else, but just lift up one hand. Lift up a hand and let the world know about your behavior and your attitude. that your message is to them. For God I live, for God I die. And look out, watch some miracles flow. You know something good has got to happen when you do that? Old grandmas used to tell us as children, when praises go up, blessings are going to come down. So when you just stand flat-footed and tell Satan, no, I ain't going to do it. No, I ain't going over there. No, I don't care what you're leaning and edging me to do. Not going to do it. Just say no to the devil and watch good things happen. And you have to let me or your neighbors know this. God need to know it. Just say no to the devil and he's going to take a hike. But keep in mind, Satan is just not going to give up. He's just going to keep on going and going and going. He's not going to give up trying to win you over. Whereas your Father God, is always on the way to the rescue. When he hears words of joy from his children, from those that have said, yes, I'm going to stand up for God. I'm going to speak for God. I'm going to talk for God. I don't care what the world says. God really does take care of his own. And that means you. Yeah. Just let God know who you are and where you stand. So this week's lesson, it's going to be very instrumental in sharing seven things that we can do as those that really want to do the right thing in the world and in our home and for our own name's sake. And we're going to talk about three things not to do when it appears that Satan is just on your heels and won't turn around and leave. We're going to hear about that. But I want to touch on something before I go into these seven things to do when all things have failed or when they appear to have failed. You know, God never lets his servants down. He never lets his children down. What really happens in actuality, in most cases, is that his children, I'm including myself in this, move out of his will. Yes, move out of his will. You know, there's a prayer by Jesus and many that came after him that says, God in heaven, our Father which art in heaven, let your will be done. Let your will be done. Let your will be done. It's part of a prayer. Let your will be done. And we know when we let God's will be done in our life, God is going to take care of us. He's going to take care of us. He's going to show the world that he's on our side. But when we move out of his will, when we step aside from what we know God would have us to be and do and to say, on a day-to-day basis, we have a problem. Let me have some water, please. We have a problem when we move out of the will of God. Now, you might say, move out of his will. I've never gotten out of God's will. You know, I pray every day, and I go to work. I don't cause any trouble. I treat my children right. I mean, there's no way, doctor. You must be talking to somebody else because there's no way. There is no way that I move out of God's will. Well, number one, since the Bible says that we're imperfect and that there's none on earth that doeth good, no, not one, and that all was born in sin, and sin, that's what sinners do, they sin, then there's a pretty good chance some of us have moved out of God's will. Well, what is his will? Well, the Holy Scripture says it's his will that we love our neighbor as ourselves, and that we look after widows and the orphan, and that most of all, we don't consider even forsaking the gathering of ourselves together with other holy saints. And I could go on with that analogy. We need to check ourselves. Maybe that's why some of us feel that God has just let us down. He's walked out of our lives. Well, maybe we walked out of his. We've moved out of his will. So if we're not operating in a manner that brings blessings to God, that brings glory to God, that honors God through our works, then we're out of his will. And, of course, all hell is going to break loose. And Satan is sitting on the sidelines just looking and grinning, waiting for a chance to find this out of God's will so he can say, I got him. And, of course, what can God do? So when we feel that God has let us down, let's kind of take a reality check here. Maybe we've let God down. Maybe we stabbed him in the back by our actions. And when we move out of God's will, we move out of his protection, his field of protection. We move out of his eyesight. When you move out of the will of God, you move out of his eyesight, and you know trouble is bound to come. So when we become unrecognizable to God by our works and by our actions, we're going to have a problem. Yes, we are. We're not going to feel good. We're not going to feel good. And the old ladies used to tell me, when you clap your hands, hey, hallelujah, when you clap your hands, you're setting off something in the palms of your hands that releases some unseen, invisible power, that this power has the strength, yes, to rejuvenate and to regenerate the body. And you know what else they said it has the power to do? Give us new spiritual inspiration and a want to serve God and to be recognized by God. So let's not be so fast to put this on God when we feel like everything has happened that should not be happening, and everything that I would pray to happen and have prayed for is just not happening. But I want to talk about Satan for just a second before I get to these seven things we can do when it looks like the bottom is all falling out. You know, Satan is restless. He never sleeps. He's a copycat God. The Bible says God neither slumbers nor sleeps. Well, guess what? Here come the copycat God. He's identified as that. He never sleeps. And his followers are not the same. So maybe we've been in the company of those that hate God, shun God, don't want to have anything to do with God, rebellers against God and his will, those that hate anything that has to do with God. If we're having anything to do with those kind of people, Satan is in the midst, and he got us on his radar. So we've got to be careful. A restless man is never satisfied. A restless man never feels things are working in his favor. He's groping around in that state of restlessness. Don't know what to do today. Don't know what to do tomorrow. No plan for next week. No plan for the next second. Just looking, groping, walking, groping, looking. Never willing to stand in just one little bit of space and say, my God, what am I doing in my life? This isn't working. So if we're in the midst of anybody operating under the power of Satan, the unholy one, oh yeah, we're going to feel that God has let us down. And we're going to act in accord. And sooner or later, we're going to become unrecognizable of God. And he's going to say, hey, I'm going to turn that one over to a reprobate mind. Turn him over to the hands of Satan. And now, you know, it used to be a time, you know, you could be a backslider. In church, they used to say, oh, well, you know what? I haven't been here in 2 years. I backslid. I'm a backslider. People would welcome you back in, try to help you get yourself together in God. Now, you don't hear that word anymore. Oh, I backslid. People just slid all the way down. Can't hardly get a hand up. So because Satan is restless and he's causing all manner of evil deeds to happen on earth, whether we like it or want to accept it or not, bam, there it is. You're going to feel that Satan has let you down. But I want to start on these seven things that a person can do when it looks like all things have failed. And three things you better not do when it appears that Satan got you by your shoulder, by your collar, and he won't turn you loose. Because keep in mind, if you get out of his clutches, you're going to walk straight into the arms of God, and he knows it. And since he wants your attention, since he wants you to be destroyed eternally, your soul just lost forever, and God knows where it land, then here, we're here to help you. Number one thing to do when it looks like all things have failed, start praising God. You know, man, they don't realize it. When you wake up in the morning, you're going to praise something. You're going to praise somebody. You're going to praise them new sneakers you bought. pay $200 for? You're going to praise that man that you don't know where he was a week ago? You're going to praise the wrong thing. We were born, we were created, we were made as human beings to praise, to give our adoration to a God that we could not see. When you lift up your arms, your hands, we were made to lift up our hands and praise. We were made to praise. Psalmist says in Psalm 50, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him, all those with holiness. We were made to praise God. Just try it. When it looks like everything has gone south and you're trying to go north to live another day, just start praising God. Just start rehearsing anything you know about God. Oh, thank you, God. God, you're good. God, you're wonderful. God, you're magnificent. And then you can tell him, you know what? I'm going to praise you anyway. I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if you're going to pull me out of the hell I'm in that I've caused for myself. But I'm going to praise you anyway. Satan, listen up. I'm going to praise God in the noonday, in the morning, and at night. I ain't got nothing else to do. Ain't nothing else worked. I done tried everything. On my back, off my back, on my feet, on my feet. I'm going to start praising God. I'm going to show you out, and I'm going to show you up. Everything you know about God, just start rehearsing it. It might sound crazy. You might not have 1 ounce of belief in what I'm saying. Try it anyway. People tried deodorant. They don't know if it's going to work. They see some people laughing around on TV. They go get the deodorant tried. They don't know if it's going to work, but they try it. They've tried everything else, other brands. Maybe it didn't work. So this is the same philosophy. You don't know whether this is going to work or not, but I'm going to tell you something. In my life, it was guaranteed, and it works. When it looks like everything is black and not going to come to the light again for you in your lifetime, start praising God. Have a crazy. God, I love you. God, you're good. God, I know you are with me. God, you're my everything. God, you're this. God, you're that. God, you're marvelous. God, just keep saying that. I guarantee you, your troubles are going to vanish. Your troubles are going to vanish. When you're feeling kind of bad and you kind of sort of don't know why. Oh, my God, I feel miserable. Oh, my God, I ain't going to take that pill no more. Start praising God. Everything you can think about God, just start saying it. If you want to make up something, make up anything good that you can say about God. God is glorious. God is my everything. Now, you might not really believe those words. Just say them anyway. Give them a try. Every time you curse somebody out, you're calling Satan in on the scene. Every time you go around trying to figure out how you're going to get out of a lie, you done called Satan in on the scene. Every time you go in a grocery store, a shopping center, a mall, and you're just wondering, oh, you know, I don't have enough. What am I going to do? Look out. So let's try that. That's number one. Start praising God. Just God, God, Lord God in heaven, Lord God, creator. Say anything. Say anything. Start praising him. If you're in a crowd, say it in your mind. Start praising God. There's no other way out. Just say no. Number two, just say no. When you get these bad feelings and you're kind of putting this wrong coat on God, blaming him for your shortcomings, he gave us a chance. When he set our first set of parents there in the Garden of Eden, he gave us a chance. He said, everything I have is yours. Just don't touch that tree. So God upheld his part of the bargain. It's our turn now, even though our first mom and pop, they're gone dead, should have been. Turn their back on God, stab God in the back. So now we got an opportunity to vindicate his name. Just say no. Satan, no. When you start feeling bad, get thee behind me, Satan. Just say that. When you start feeling like, oh, all hope is gone. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to. No, no, no. Tell those feelings. No. We were created with the power of reason. Just say no. It used to be a slogan out for kids in school when someone approached them to ask them if they wanted to buy drugs, try drugs, sample a new drug on the market. They were told, just say no. I think it was the DARE Foundation, something like that. Just say no. Get out of my face. Just say no. Even if you don't say the word Satan, just say, hey, no, checkmate, no. If you don't say no in a format that you think Satan understands, just say no. You going about, walking about, doing your daily business, and something comes up that makes you feel bad, that want to make God look bad. No, just say no. No. That's the most powerful word in the world, especially in the business world. No. And you got some people saying, no, you can overcome the no. No means no. Just say no. I'm not going to feel like this. I'm going to rise on up. I may have 10 days left to live. I may have 10 years left. Whatever. Just say no. Start feeling like God has walked out on you. Just say no. And then if you've been using your life to appease and please Satan, he ought to laugh. Now's your chance. Turn this thing around. Just say no. Number three, start giving. When I feel bad, and most of the time, you know, I'm running around, I sometimes get a little weak. Yes, when I feel bad, you know what else I do? Start giving. Look to give. People say, oh, well, I already did that, doctor. Church was Sunday, and I get, no. You are commanded to do that. We are requested to give of our first fruits. Yes, the principles still apply. Oh, well, yeah, that, tithe was under the old law. Well, hey, you are still alive. We're still walking on God's green earth. The principle applies. Start giving. Look to give something to someone. I go in my closet and I get a dress out and I find somebody to give it to. I look for a purse, some shoes, something, money, something. I don't care if it's a quarter. Give. Find somebody to give something to. When you start feeling bad and you feel like God's walked out on you, start giving. Look to give something. Feed an animal. Start walking down the street seeing if you see a homeless person. Look for one. Pray for one. Give them a dollar. Give them anything. You don't care what he do. Oh, well, you know, they might buy drugs. So what? Once it's out of your hand, the matter is settled. The case is closed. Start giving. Give. Find something to give. I declare to you within minutes, instantly, you're going to feel better. And you're going to put the shoe of blame on the right foot, none other but God's adversary. Stalking me, trying to kill, steal, and destroy for me, that's God's adversary. God gave us a chance to our first parents. And I say, oh, well, why can't he get rid of Satan? How come God can't kill Satan? How come it's so much suffering? He sent his son. That's enough. Grace and mercy is enough. And some of us don't deserve that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Look to give something. Number four. Just walk away. When you feel like things are not going your way, just hold up here and say, you know what? I'm walking away from this. Now, whatever the this is, create it in your own mind. Make it. Make up something from your own mind. Just walk away. They used to tell us as kids, if a bully tried to get a hold of you and, you know, you're just kind of scared and you don't know what to do, walk away. Well, you know what? I hear sometimes. That doesn't always work. But I tell you what, if you walk away with the name of God in your mouth, he said, all those that call on the true God shall be saved. And Psalms 83:18 says that his name is Jehovah. It says that they may know that thou, whose name art Jehovah, is the most high God over all the earth. I have read and heard the stories where killers had broke in and had knives to the throats of their intended victims. And they started praying. They started saying, God, have mercy on me. God, have mercy on me. God, they couldn't walk away, but that's what they did, and they got away. But we who can, just turn and walk away. We feel a feeling of defeat, walk away. Just start walking. Just start walking. They tell everybody, even one of the greatest men, poets who ever lived, when he needed some ideas and he needed to shake evil out of his mind, he took a walk. Just get out and walk. Just start walking north, east, south, and west. If you can, just start walking. This is another way. This is another way to do when it seems like you don't know your way out. Walk, walk, walk. Start walking. Walk anywhere. Walk anywhere. Whatever you got on, walk. Number five, get out and do something for someone else. If you feel God has let you down, then get out and try and lift someone up. Get out, find something to do. Pick up that cell phone instead of playing all those wicked games, looking at all that porn. get out and do something for someone. Call somebody up and say, listen, you know what? I know I haven't talked to you this week. Are you okay? Can I get you anything? Is there anything you need? I love you. Tell them that. Whether you do or not, just say, I love you. You know what? We're going to need God to say that. Times is getting rough and they're getting worse. So I know if I tell someone, my brother, I love you, God is going to tell me, I love you, Lou. I love you, Dr. Cappuccino. Get out and find somebody to do something for. Get up with a broom in your hand. Go out your door and just start sweeping. Just start sweeping. The old folks say, you know, when you wake up, can't see your way through, start sweeping. Get a broom. Now, I don't know what this is. I'm not saying this is something, you know, uncanny. This is nothing demonic what I'm saying. Just get a broom. And I know people had carpet, but they kept a broom in that corner. Because when things look like they weren't going right, they just get a broom. Start sweeping. Start sweeping. Start sweeping. So while you're out looking to do something for somebody, take a broom along. Start sweeping. If you don't find them, start sweeping. Because to the old folks, that was a symbolic way of sweeping all your troubles away. Try it. I know some people ain't picked up a broom since they were a kid doing chores. Pick that broom up. Pick the broom up and start sweeping. But in the meantime, you want to get out and do something for someone else. Number six, start singing. I know prisoners that start singing in the jailhouse have said, now this is a living testimony, Google it for yourself. I know you are. That singing quiets the mind, quiets the brain. It brings in more brain power. But most of all, it's a healing form of deliverance. And we sure need mental deliverance today, emotional deliverance today, physical deliverance. It says at midnight, I believe Paul and Silas, Barnabas, was locked up in prison. They start singing and praising God. Jail cells open. Centurion, Roman centurions, was shocked and amazed. Start singing. You don't need to be a Madonna or a Beyonce to sing. You can sing. Your voice might not have been developed. You don't care. You want some relief. You want some power. That's all you care about. You don't care how you sound. You want some relief. You want some power. Sing, sing, sing. You want to get it from under this bad feeling you have and a feeling of disgrace toward God, feeling he's left you in the lurch and he's walked out on you. House full of bad kids. Husband you really don't know. You see him, but you don't know him. I could go on and on with that. But you want to sing, try singing. Sing, sing, sing. Sing, sing, sing. People that have been in bad lurches didn't and could not turn from the left or the right. They started singing. Just start singing. Watch the power of God come over you. He's commanded us many times through Scripture, sing unto the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Make up one. Oh, well, I don't know a song. You know, I ain't sung since I've been in elementary school. No, I don't like my voice. You better open it up and start singing. You better open it up. Satan is mad and he's on the rampage. And we need the power of God. We don't need to be feeling that God is away from us. We need to feel that God is an ever-present help in a time of trouble. And that's what the Bible says. Number seven and lastly, just stand. Keep standing. When you think he's let you down, just keep going anyway. Just say, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but I'm standing for you anyway. I'm standing. You might be laying on your bed, can't get on your feet. Say, God, Lord in heaven, in the name of Jesus, I'm standing. Now, let me talk about these three things not to do. Number one, don't give up. Don't give up. You've seen a new day, don't give up. That's another day to come out swinging. Don't give up. Number two, put your hand in God's hand, that figurative, in a figurative sense, and say, God, I'm not leaving you. I might feel that you've let me down, but let me tell you something. I'm not going to give up, and I'm not going to walk away from you. And most of all, number three, I'm not going to stop loving you. You loved me before I was ever born because you sent your son. I'm here with you, come hell or high water. Yes, I am. That's the answer. Now, next week, we're going to be talking to men. Men just say yes to the Lord. I'm not talking about a hybrid man. Just say yes to the Lord. He's counting on you to say yes to the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Cappuccino Hour for Power Show. You got power. Go out in his name with it.